You're listening to Breakfast with Pablo.
Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens in the studio. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, we've got some good news when it comes to crime. We haven't caught up for a couple of weeks, but the stats are in. Give us the laydown.
I'm very pleased to be able to tell everybody that in the last couple of months in Karratha, there's been a period of low crime rates. Overall, it's down about 34%.
Wow.
A lot less burglary, stealing and stolen cars, and a lot of those good results are from people improving their crime prevention practices, locking their houses up, locking their cars up, and a lot of good work done by the police as well, based on information from the public about when they notice suspicious behaviour or hear things that just don't sound right. But police being experienced and sceptical, we are planning ahead, not sitting back, relaxing in this period. We're looking at what's coming up next, and that will be the October school holidays. So planning's in place to address any possible crime spike that happens over that period. We'd like people, before they go on holidays, do a bit of preparation around their house to make sure things are secure and all their tools and gardening tools are put away safely so nobody can use them to break into their house.
And probably a good reminder as well, if you're going to the school holidays, we've spoken a lot about prevention. Get to know the neighbours, and one way you can do that is through the Meet the Street campaign.
That's right. It's a Safer Communities partnership, and it's taken off, and there's been a great uptake by the community. There's actually five events happening this weekend, and these are occasions where people can meet and get to know their neighbours, and that familiarity will help, because then those people will know who does and doesn't belong in the street and what is ordinary and what is not ordinary and what is suspicious. So hopefully they'll give us a call when something out of place is noticed and we can come around and have a look ourselves, and it gives us an idea of where things are happening, get the cars in the area when they're needed.
Now, through that campaign, run through the city of Karratha, you can get actually $100 to go buy whole heap of snags, some steaks, maybe some salad, some bread, soft drink. So you actually host the barbecue and get everyone around. They've got all the flyers and stuff for you as well to help do it. So Meet the Street, you can apply now if your street hasn't done it. Now, last but not least, cyclone prep. We've got to stay on top of it.
That's right. Coming into October is the start of the cyclone season. The Bureau of Meteorology will be sending some people up here to give us information sessions on the predictions for the coming cyclone season. But if you're going to make sure your house is secure for the October school holidays, that's also another chance to look around at all your plants, trim them back so that we can see the police when we're patrolling past your front windows.
Yeah.
Make sure your gates are secure. Bring your wheelie bin, put it in the backyard so it can't be used as a stepladder, and just have a look at the things that are lying around that should a cyclone come, you're well ahead with your cyclone prep.
Yeah, and the free pickup is happening as well. You can go through City of Karratha for more info on that. Our local police, alongside City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside, operate Northwest Self Project, members of the Safer Communities Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens, we'll catch up next week.
Thank you, Pablo.
Breakfast with Pablo.